Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachadesh Dharne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchkalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyeva cha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki. Srila Sanatana Goswami ki. Gopremanande. Yes, so Prahlad here is expressing his humility and rejecting Narada Muni's idea that he is the one who's received the mercy of the Lord. Okay, so verse 33. On rare occasions, some persons like Ravana can see the Lord here. The Lord shows himself only when it suits his own purpose. He thus showed himself in this very place to Durvasa, because Durvasa had strong faith in being able to see the Lord. So, there's a little commentary here. Ravana came to the entrance of Sutala, the realm, the kingdom of Bali Maharaj. But Lord Vamana wouldn't let him in, but kicked him away. Yes, kicked him far away. Amazing. So Prahlad says, this is not proof of Vamana's constant presence at Bali Maharaj's door. The Lord appeared there just on this particular occasion for the special purpose of protecting Bali from being conquered by Ravana. And then Durvasa came, and Durvasa was being worried by different demons, and so Durvasa went to Sutala, to Bali Maharaj's kingdom, to ask Lord Vamana for help. But we actually read about this, we mentioned this some days ago. A little bit we mentioned. As related in the Dwaraka Mahatmya of the Skanda Purana, it was Narada who had advised Durvasa to go to Lord Vamana in Sutala, and had assured Durvasa he would indeed find Lord Vamana there. Because Durvasa had trusted Narada's words, Lord Vamana upheld their truth by allowing Durvasa his darshan, allowing Durvasa to see him, Lord Vamana. Verse 34. Wherever one develops an intense desire to achieve the Supreme Lord, there one can obtain him. But the Lord's merely residing in a certain place does not grant one his association. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? If you have an intense desire to achieve the Lord, you can obtain him. But if you're just residing in a particular place, it doesn't mean, residing in a place where he's residing doesn't mean you're going to get his association or a deeper type of relationship with him. Yes, because the Lord doesn't give himself to anyone who's not pure. Yes. So that is the point here. So let's go on to 35. If my Lord were always present here in person, why would I have traveled all the way to Naimisharanya to see him as Lord Peter Vas? The yellow-garbed form of Narayan. You remember that pastime we talked about that some days ago. Prahlad went to Naimisharanya to see the Lord in his form as Peter Vas, meaning yellow, the one with yellow clothes. So that proves Prahlad saying that the Lord isn't always there. If he was, why would I go to some distant place to see him? Obviously, it's because he's not always there. 36. We can say that by your mercy, the Supreme Lord developed some love for me, and so I appear glorious. But my greatness is just like a tiny speck before the heaps of mercy the Lord bestows on his newer devotees. Well, that's interesting. Newer devotee? Like who? Like Hanuman, actually. Yeah. So, anyway, Prahlad is being very humble that if the Lord really has some affection for me at all, which he doesn't really think he has that much, but if he has some, then it's because you, Narada, are my guru. And therefore, because you're my guru, the Lord feels some affection for me. That's Prahlad's point. And otherwise, newer devotees, like Hanuman, because they're newer and the Lord gives them some special attention because they're newer, therefore they get favored by the Lord more. 37. O Narada, your heart overflows with causeless compassion. Why should I go on describing all my misfortunes, which simply make you unhappy? Instead, please consider the Lord's mercy on Hanuman of the Kim Purushas. Right. So, Prahlad's saying that you, Narada, you're just naturally very, very compassionate. So therefore you're trying to encourage me with some sweet words, encouraging words, making me feel some confidence in the Lord and my relationship with him. And so you're encouraging me with some exaggerations it's not really like that, that you're just exaggerating to inspire me. And therefore Prahlad doesn't want to disappoint Narada by saying too much about his great misfortune, because Narada may feel unhappy if he hears how Prahlad feels that he's suffering. Yes. And this, if we go on like this, it will be Guru Aparad for me, offending you by making you unhappy, by telling you the truth about my too difficult situation. Yes. So anyway, Prahlad knows that Narada is on this mission to find who is the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord. So Prahlad thinks that, you know, just why, don't hang around with me wasting your time. You're looking for a certain type of person. I'm not that person. I'm not that person. But someone like Hanuman is. So go now to visit Hanuman and see someone who's really got the mercy of the Lord. Don't just accept my word for it. Go and see for yourself. Please note, this is now verse 38. Please note, my Lord, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared suddenly in his form of Nrsimha just to kill my father. And as soon as the Lord fulfilled his purpose, he at once disappeared. And 39, I haven't been able to see my Lord directly whenever I wanted. So when I saw him once on the shore of the ocean, it was just like seeing a dream. Yeah. So again, the Lord didn't really give me mercy. He just came, killed Hiranyakashipu, and that was it, and off he went, more or less. So now this brings us to verse 40, in which Prahlad really starts getting into glorifying Hanuman as the recipient of the greatest mercy. Let's just have a look here. Well, anyway, from verse 40 to 53. Yeah, it's from verse 40 to 53. Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying Hanuman. So let's go through these verses. Let's just have a look here. I think we may, we're going to have to read through all these verses and then come back through them again with their purports. I hope you're okay with that. Let me just have a drink first. Okay. So I'm going to read all the verses from 40 to 53 inclusive. But Hanuman is much more fortunate. For many thousands of years, he's enjoyed serving the Lord constantly without obstruction. Oh, Prahlad's really getting inspired here. 41. He is the most powerful person. That's Hanuman. Hanuman, he's the most powerful person. When he was just a child, the demigods favored him with several wonderful benedictions. Thus he became immune to old age and death. And devotees, of course, on Sunday, Monday is Hanuman Jayanti, the appearance day of Hanuman, at least traditionally people say that. So on Sunday, not on Monday, but on Sunday, we're going to have big Hanuman Katha here in ISKCON Center in Johannesburg. Okay. And we're going to talk about this specific pastime. When Hanuman was just a child, the demigods favored him with several wonderful benedictions. Thus he became immune to old age and death. 42. He is free of all fear. He maintains great vows, and he performs auspicious deeds. Outstanding among heroes, he's an exceptional servant of the Lord of the Raghus. Lord of the Raghus. Raghupati means the Lord of the Raghus. With playful disregard, he jumped across thousands of miles of fathomless ocean. Expertly in the capital of the Rakshasa king, he comforted Mother Sita in her distress. He boldly threatened his enemies, burnt Lanka, and destroyed its citadel. When he brought back news of Sita, he received his master's deep embrace. The Ram Hanuman Milap, the embrace of Ram and Hanuman. So, 45. It was Hanuman who acted as his Lord's best carrier, his tail serving as a royal white umbrella, his broad back a comfortable seat for the Lord. And it was Hanuman who directed the project of bridging the ocean. 46. He fulfilled the desires of Vibhishana. He destroyed the military force of the Rakshasas. And he had the special power to deliver the healing herb called Vishalya Karani. Okay. 47. He was the very life of his soldiers, always giving great pleasure to his divine Lord and the Lord's younger brother Lakshman. He devotedly served as carrier for them both. 48. Supremely intelligent and valorous, he brought victory for Lord Ramachandra. He added to the spotless fame of his Lord, who killed the king of the Rakshasas. 49. It was Hanuman who encouraged Mother Sita, and by the Lord's order, this Hanuman, the one true recipient of his master's favor, still lives in this world, although unable to bear separation from his Lord. 15. He keeps himself alive by constantly hearing the glories of Lord Ram. Staying by the side of the Lord's deity, he is present even today with the same splendor as always. 51. My dear spiritual master, Prahlad is speaking to Narada, who's a spiritual master. My dear spiritual master, Hanuman's greatness is well known from scriptural statements like, the chief of the monkeys became perfect by acting as the Lord's servant. His servitude is proof of the Lord's mercy. 52. Although Hanuman obtained from the son of Dasarath the boon of liberation without striving for it, he never wanted to accept liberation without the opportunity to serve. To that Hanuman, I offer my obeisances. Good idea, particularly since his appearance day is coming up on Monday. You certainly know glories of his that I haven't mentioned. Why not go to Kim Purusha Varsha, see him yourself, and be enlivened? That's nice. That's nice. So let's go through again and take some things from the purport. First of all, verse 40. So, Prahlad speaks. But Hanuman is much more fortunate. For many thousands of years, he's enjoyed serving the Lord constantly, without obstruction. So, that what's mentioned here in the purport is that in Ramayana, it's stated there that Hanuman stayed with the Lord personally, serving him on earth, on this planet, for more than 11,000 years. Sure. Talk about getting a good opportunity for association. He is the most powerful person. When he was just a child, the demigods favored him with several wonderful benedictions. Thus he became immune to old age and death. Well, he got all the demigods came and gave him benedictions. That's a fact. And this is at the time, as someone mentioned it, was it yesterday? Must have been probably. Maybe it was even Sunday. How it happened that Hanuman got these benedictions. Someone was asking about him swallowing the sun. So Hanuman swallowed the sun. And the demigods had to come and basically beg him or bribe him to give the sun back, because the universe was in darkness. So each of the main demigods came forward and said that, I will give you this, I will give you that. Each one was offering something wonderful. Just give the sun back. But Hanuman was, no. No. Until finally he was told. Anyway, it's okay. Tune in on Sunday at 3:00 South African time and hear some of the pastimes of Hanuman. It's quite something. Yes. 42. He is free of all fear. He maintains great vows and he performs auspicious deeds. Outstanding among heroes, he's an exceptional servant of the Lord of the Raghus. Raghupati or Raghupati or Raghunath. Raghupati, yeah, is the master. Okay, right. So he's free of all fear. He maintains great vows. The greatest vow, do you know what his greatest vow was? To maintain celibacy. That's why, devotees, there is no Mrs. Hanuman, because he's maintaining celibacy. Yeah. Auspicious deeds. For example, he studied all the Vedic literatures and became a brilliant poet. Would you believe it? He's in the body of a monkey. So, and then his heroism was shown in how he fought on behalf of Lord Ram in battle. So therefore he is a hero in every sense of the word. And one devotee, one Bharat Muni, who's an authority apparently on poetry, he's written a nice verse here. Listen to this. Lord Brahma has defined three kinds of vira or hero. The hero in charity, the hero in religion, and the hero in battle. There's also a mood of personal reciprocation called vira or heroism. Vira means hero. Or heroism, like that. And Hanuman, he displayed his heroism in all of these fields. The hero in charity, hero in religion, and hero in battle. Yes. 43. With playful disregard, he jumped across thousands of miles of fathomless ocean. Expertly, in the capital of the Rakshasa king, he comforted Mother Sita in her distress. He boldly threatened his enemies, burnt Lanka, and destroyed its citadel. When he brought back news of Sita, he received his master's deep embrace. So the thing is, in this regard, the thing is that because Ram, Lord Ram, is very much into formalities and doing things right, following the rules and regulations, And he's a Kshatriya, and of course he's the Lord. And Hanuman knows all these things. Yes. Anyway, okay, Hanuman. So he boldly threatened his enemies, burned Lanka and destroyed its citadel. And when he brought back the news, Lord Ram embraced him. So the Ram-Hanuman milap means embrace. That's famous. There are pictures of it. And Hanuman, because he's in the mood of servitude, and Lord Ram is very much in the mood of being the Kshatriya warrior and doing the right things as a Kshatriya warrior, maintaining the standards. So Hanuman definitely doesn't feel comfortable being embraced by or embracing Lord Ram. It's like a great embarrassment for him. Why would my Lord want to embrace someone like me? So when Lord Ram came to embrace him, Hanuman backed off. He tried to sort of slip away, but he couldn't. Lord Ram embraced him. So like this, he pleased the Lord. And because he pleased the Lord, he greatly pleased the Lord. And because he greatly pleased the Lord expressed that by embracing him. Just like, you know, an example from Prabhupada, you know, we also, with Prabhupada, we really, we sort of felt embarrassed being in his association because he was just such a super extraordinary person and so much higher than us. Sure. But there were times when Srila Prabhupada expressed his deep feelings of appreciation for devotees when they really did some special service. And when that happened, well, it was amazing for the devotees. I'll give you an example. The example is of a devotee named Tribhuvanath Prabhu. I have a few stories of his association with Prabhupada. They're really nice. So in one, Tribhuvanath Prabhu arranged a program in Glasgow in a hall. And in Glasgow, there were no Indians, no Hindus. It was just the local, they called them Glaswegians, the local Glaswegians who came. Just really ordinary and very much working class people. So, program went on. This is where, at the end, the fellow came up and said that he was God. And Prabhupada said, "You are not God, G-O-D, but you are dog, D-O-G. And everyone applauded. And the man just became bewildered and walked out. So anyway, then shortly after that, the program finished. And Prabhupada went to leave the hall. And Tribhuvanath Prabhu, the organizer and the leader up there in Scotland at that time, he went to the front door and sort of got just next to Prabhupada and put Prabhupada's shoes on. He put Prabhupada's shoes on Prabhupada's feet. And as he did that, you know, it took some seconds, a little while, to do that. As he did that, Prabhupada rubbed his head and thanked him for organizing such a nice program. So, but Prabhupada and Tribhuvanath, you know, it was really nice. He was really happy. But he felt really embarrassed, Prabhupada treating him like that. So yeah, anyway, there in here some of his exploits when he jumped over to Lanka are described. Let me just read the purport. Hanuman audaciously challenged Ravana and the other Rakshasas by killing everyone Ravana sent to stop him from destroying the Ashok Grove. First, 80,000 Rakshasa soldiers, then the great demon Jambumali, then the seven sons of Ravana's ministers, the five commanders of Ravana's armies, and Ravana's own son, Akshay Kumar. Yeah, it was a whole thing. There's a whole major story. We'll tell some of it on Sunday, of how Ravana was sending all these people to see what's going on down there in the Ashok Grove. You know, is it just a monkey or what is going on? So all these different people were sent one after the other, and Hanuman killed them all. Yeah. So when Hanuman delivered to Lord Ramachandra the news that Sita was safe, the Lord was extremely pleased with him. So, and here's an interesting comment. In verses 43 and 44, Prahlad has listed Hanuman's accomplishments in order of increasing importance. Each additional deed was a more significant reason for Lord Ramachandra's accepting Hanuman as his personal associate. So let's just go through those different accomplishments, one after the other, going to higher and higher levels, more and more important. First he jumped across to Lanka. Then he comforted Mother Sita. Then he killed so many of the soldiers when they came to arrest him in the Ashok Grove. Then he burned Lanka, destroying its main sort of the citadel, sort of like the house of the government. And then he brought back news of Sita. So it's becoming more and more and more important, all these different accomplishments. And then, after giving the news, he was embraced by the Lord. That's the most important thing. 45. It was Hanuman who acted as his Lord's best carrier, his tail serving as a royal white umbrella, his broad back a comfortable seat for the Lord. And it was Hanuman who directed the project of bridging the ocean. So, like this, Hanuman is the Lord's best carrier. You know, there's Garuda. You might think Garuda is the best of the Lord's carriers, but no. Actually, Hanuman is. When Lord Ram wanted to travel from Kishkinda, further to the north, to the southern shore of the ocean, Hanuman carried him the whole way on his back. His tail served as an umbrella. And there's a point here. In modern days, people like to use any type of umbrella. But back in the old days, traditionally, only kings used white umbrellas. Yeah. So, while they're in the forest then, and it wasn't possible to get any umbrellas, Hanuman used his white tail to act as the Lord's white kingly umbrella. Yeah. So, yes. So, and then he oversaw and led, he directed and led the building of the bridge. He fulfilled the desires of Vibhishan. He destroyed the military force of the Rakshasas. And he had the special power to deliver the healing herb called Vishalya Karani. So, well, okay, let's have a look at these different points. He fulfilled the desires of Vibhishan. So what were the desires of Vibhishan? The desires of, the desire or desires of Vibhishan was that he wanted to become the servant of Lord Ram. And earlier on, Hanuman, who had met Vibhishan, told the Lord, before the battle and everything, Hanuman told Lord Ram about Vibhishan, that this Vibhishan is very nice. He's a very nice devotee. So in this way, he fulfilled the desires of Vibhishan. And he destroyed the military force of Ravan, or of the Rakshasas. When he jumped across, you know, he burnt, he killed all those warriors in the Ashok Garden. Then in the actual battle for Lanka, he destroyed so many. So, what did he do? Well, of course, you know the story. When we talked about Lord Nityananda, we talked about it. That when Indrajit made all the monkey soldiers unconscious and seemed to have overpowered Lakshman, then Hanuman jumped all the way, flew all the way to the Himalayas to get the Sanjeevani herd from Gandhamadna Mountain. But when he got there, he realized that he couldn't recognize that particular herb. So he just picked up the whole mountain and took it back. And in that way, they got the herb for curing Lakshman and the other monkey warriors who had been knocked unconscious by Indrajit. So, he had the special power to deliver the healing herb called Vishalya Karani. So in the course of all of this, he had to defeat an army of Gandhavas, uproot the entire mountain, and swiftly return before it was too late. So, okay. Right. He was the very life of his soldiers. always giving great pleasure to his divine Lord and the Lord's younger brother Lakshman, he devotedly served as carrier for them both. There are pictures of Hanuman carrying both Ram and Lakshman, crossing on the bridge over to Lanka and in other places. He carried both Ram and Lakshman. 48. Supremely intelligent and valorous, he brought victory for Lord Ramachandra. He added to the spotless fame of his Lord, who killed the king of the Rakshasas. So here he's very intelligent. He gave strategic advice in the battle. He's valorous. In the battle, he opposed the enemy on the battlefield very strongly, especially during the confrontations with Indrajit and Ravana. So during those battles, both Ramachandra and Lakshman rode on his back. So like this, Hanuman increased Lord Ram's fame in different ways, by jumping over the ocean, helping set the stage for the killing of Ravana, etc. 49. It was Hanuman who encouraged Mother Sita. And by the Lord's order, this Hanuman, the one true recipient of his Lord's favor, still lives in this world, although unable to bear separation from the Lord. Yes. So Hanuman, increased Sita, encouraged Sita. When he jumped over there, he encouraged Mother Sita a lot. And then after Lord Ram had killed Ravana, it was Hanuman who told Mother Sita, "This is what has happened." And this practically brought Sita back to life. And she became very happy. And then Hanuman took her to meet with Lord Ram. Yeah. So like this, Hanuman did so much for the Lord. And but there's one thing. Well, when Lord Ramachandra was anointed king of Ayodhya, he particularly favored Hanuman by presenting him Mother Sita's gold necklace. More than this, he granted Hanuman unflinching pure devotion to him. After the battle, was it 11 or 13,000 years? Anyway, it was many years that he stayed in the Lord's service. Anyway, it was many years. 13,000 years after the battle, Hanuman stayed in the company of Lord Ram and served him so nicely. But then Lord Ram went back to the spiritual world, to Ayodhya in Vaikuntha. But now, as we hear here, he didn't go back with him. Hanuman did not go back to Ayodhya in Vaikuntha with Lord Ram. He stayed here on this planet. Yes. So why? Why did he stay? The answer is that his Lord specially asked him to stay. Yes. Because Lord Ram wanted the conditioned souls to see the example of a pure devotee who's absorbed in service, just completely absorbed in devotional service. Therefore, the Lord instructed Hanuman, you stay to help the fallen conditioned souls. So he did that, and at this point at least, 5,000 years ago, he was still living on this planet, feeling great separation. So Prahlad continues, he keeps himself alive by constantly hearing the glories of Lord Ram. Staying by the side of the Lord's deity, he's present even today with the same splendor as always. Yes. So he keeps himself alive by constantly hearing the glories of Lord Ram. He is such an amazing singer. Hanuman is just a topmost singer, and sometimes rocks melt when he sings. Did rocks ever melt any time when you were singing, my dear devotees, out there in Facebook or Zoom land? I don't think so. But when Hanuman sings, then sometimes the rocks melt, or often they melt. So, anyway, now he's singing about the Lord that keeps him alive. And some of his associates, the Kim Purushas, some of them are also expert singers. They sing about the Lord that helps keep Hanuman alive. Like this. And then he has a deity of Lord Ram, which he worships very nicely, doing the same personal services that he did for Lord Ram when they were face to face. So, my dear spiritual master, Hanuman's greatness is well known from scriptural statements like, the chief of the monkeys became perfect by acting as the Lord's servant. His servitude is proof of the Lord's mercy. So here there's a list of the 9 devotional processes, and for each one there's a person who specialized in that particular one. Parikshit became perfect by hearing, Shukadev by chanting, Prahlad by remembering, Lakshmi by serving the Lord's lotus feet, Preetu by deity worship, Akrura by offering prayers, and Hanuman by acting as a servant. And Arjuna by friendship, Bali by surrendering everything, and Ambarish by doing all of them. Yes. So,
that's nice. 52. Although Hanuman obtained from the son of Dasarath the boon of liberation without striving for it, he never wanted to accept liberation without the opportunity to serve. To that Hanuman, I offer my obeisances. So there's a verse. Anyway, there's a verse we'll read on Sunday in which Hanuman expresses that mood. That if I'm meant to accept liberation, but I won't have service to my Lord in that state of liberation, I won't accept the liberation. And we conclude with verse 53. You certainly know glories of his that I haven't mentioned. Why not go to Kim Purusha Varsha and see him yourself and be enlivened? So Prahlad's telling Narada, you know all about this. And you know more than I know about Hanuman. So why don't you go to Kim Purusha Varsha and meet him? And then you'll realize, you'll understand. Yes. So Prahlad did not have to give Narada a long theoretical account of Hanuman's exclusive devotion to Sri Raghunath's lotus feet, because Narada already knew of Hanuman's devotion very well. For complete appreciation of Hanuman, Narada must now only meet him in person. That's what he must do. Hare Krishna. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. Shri Ila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Brihad Bhagavatamrita ki jai. Shri Ila Sanatan Goswami ki jai. Gopremanandi. Hari Bol, Hari Bol.